You have likely heard the term scapegoat. Did you know that this word is found in the Bible? Leviticus chapter 16, verses 6 through 10 tells us about the scapegoat, and so will Brother David Johnson today on this Words of Life program. Weekly Words of Life programs are sponsored by Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers who donate to and pray for our broadcasts. We are thankful that we can share the gospel of Jesus Christ. First, we present singing in praise of our Lord. Please pray with me. Lord, we thank you for freedom to live. We especially thank you for the freedom from sin that we have through Jesus. Help us to share this important message. Please be with all those who are suffering with health issues or discouragement. Especially convict those who need Jesus. Bless and protect each one of your servants that shares the gospel. And when Jesus returns for his church, we want to be ready for him. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Brother David Johnson will now present the scapegoat.
It's good to be together again as we look into the Word of God. The title for the lesson is The Scapegoat. And our primary text is taken from the Old Testament, the book of Leviticus, chapter 16, verses 6 through 10. Please listen to the Word of God. Aaron is to offer the bull for his own sin offering to make atonement for himself and his household. Then he is to take the two goats and present them before the Lord at the entrance to the tent of meeting. He is to cast lots for the two goats, one lot for the Lord and the other for the scapegoat. Aaron shall bring the goat whose lot falls to the Lord and sacrifice it for a sin offering. But the goat chosen by lot as the scapegoat shall be presented alive before the Lord, to be used for making atonement by sending it into the desert as a scapegoat. This is the Word of God. On January 28th, in the year of our Lord 1968, the North Korean Navy captured Commander Lloyd Butcher's ship, the USS Pueblo, an old coastal freighter used by the United States Navy to gather intelligence. Perhaps some of you remember the Pueblo incident. The North Koreans held Commander Butcher and 82 officers and crew for 11 months. His captors tortured Butcher, and he finally signed a false confession to spying allegedly inside North Korean waters. After they were all released, a court of inquiry recommended that Butcher be court-martialed for surrendering the ship without firing a shot, the first such surrender in peacetime for the United States Navy, and for failing to destroy all secret documents and equipment before capture of his ship. The Navy vetoed the court-martial, saying Commander Butcher had suffered enough. In 1973, 78 of the USS Pueblo crew were decorated for heroism, but Butcher was not. His last years in the Navy were spent in out-of-the-way assignments in quiet obscurity until his retirement in 1974. Commander Butcher believes that the Navy made him a scapegoat to cover up its own failure to answer Butcher's radio appeals for help when the North Korean gunboats attacked. He commented in an interview, did Butcher, quote, "There was no way they were going to court-martial me. It would have brought out so many people who were implicated because of their involvement and responsibility," end of quote. We should understand that basically a scapegoat is a person bearing the blame for others. The spiritual concept of a scapegoat, perhaps I should say, the biblical concept in Scripture of a scapegoat comes from the Jewish Day of Atonement, found in Leviticus chapter 23 and verse 27, whereby the sacrifice prescribed for this holy day, also known as Yom Kippur, required two goats. Yom Kippur is the holiest day of the year in Judaism, still observed today by pious Jews without a temple. There are no animal sacrifices, which this year is celebrated at sunset in October of 2023. Its significance has to do with atonement, or reconciliation with God, for the national and personal sins of which the fate of each is sealed for the upcoming year. It is today observed by fasting, prayer, abstaining from physical pleasures, and refraining from work. The 16th chapter of the book of Leviticus has important typology and symbolism regarding another's atoning sacrifice, as we shall learn together through this lesson from Scripture. First, some background to better understand our lesson. The Hebrew word for atone or atonement means to cover. Here, that is to cover sins. Old Testament sacrifices could not actually remove sins, only cover them, actually roll them forward, eventually, of course, to the cross of Christ. On the annual Day of Atonement, the Israelites confessed their sins as a nation, and the high priest entered into the most holy place of the tabernacle or temple in ancient times to make atonement for himself and the people. Sacrifices were made and blood was shed so that their sins would be covered. This event with the two goats occurred on the Day of Atonement. The two goats represented the two ways God was dealing with the Israelites' sin, ancient Israelites' sin. First, God was forgiving their sin through the first goat, which was sacrificed. And secondly, God was removing their guilt through the second goat, the scapegoat, that was sent into the desert. The book of Leviticus is seldom read, much less studied, by Christians. A Bible scholar writes, quote, "Leviticus chapter 16 can be described as the inner sanctum of the Torah. Here, at the heart of the book of Leviticus, the central book of the Pentateuch, are a few small steps for a man, the high priest, but a giant leap for humanity toward the heart of God." End of quote. How so? How is this the case? Let's look closer at our study text. Leviticus chapter 16, verses 6 through 10. Verse 6. Aaron is to offer the bull for his own sin offering to make atonement for himself and his household. According to scholars, biblical scholars, this was the prescribed sequence. First, the high priest, Aaron, was the first, washed at the basin in the courtyard and dressed in the tent of meeting or dressed in the tabernacle used before a temple. Secondly, the high priest sacrificed a bull as a sin offering for himself and his household or family. Thirdly, the high priest then entered the most holy place of the tabernacle with the bull's blood, incense, and burning coals from the altar of burnt offering. Fourthly, he then sprinkled the bull's blood on the atonement cover, which was the gold cover lid or top of the Ark of the Covenant. It is also called the mercy seat. There he sprinkled the blood of the bull 7 times. Today, Christians do not need a high priest, a human high priest on earth, nor renewed sacrifices, animal sacrifices, nor the sprinkling of blood, nor just having our sins covered. Nor do we need a special annual Day of Atonement. We can approach God with our sins at any time, at any place. We who are in Christ are offered easier access to God than the high priests who spent hours preparing themselves to meet God on behalf of the people. Yet, we must never forget that God is holy and all-knowing. So we must approach God humbly with genuine confession and repentance. Leviticus chapter 16, verses 7 through 9. Then he is to take the two goats and present them before the Lord at the entrance to the tent of meeting. He is to cast lots for the two goats, one lot for the Lord and the other for the scapegoat. Aaron shall bring the goat whose lot falls to the Lord and sacrifice it for a sin offering. So the high priest went back to the courtyard and cast lots for the two goats. One goat was sacrificed as a sin offering for the people. He then re-entered the most holy place to sprinkle its blood on the atonement cover, and also the holy place. The high priest returned to the altar of burnt offering and cleansed it with the blood of the bull and of the goat. What do we know for sure about this casting of lots? Consider in the Old Testament, Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 33, which says, "The lot is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord." Of course, this was done by the appropriate person for the appropriate time and purpose. It's believed that these lots were originally small stones or objects kept in a container, then shaken until one fell into the lap. They were thought somehow to reveal the will of God. Today, Christians should pray and consult the Word of God, the Bible, to learn the moral will of God. Then also to trust God for His leading in all situations according to biblical principles. Today, depending on so-called fleeces in an attempt to know God's will is not wise. Leviticus chapter 16 and verse 10. "But the goat chosen by lot as the scapegoat shall be presented alive before the Lord to be used for making atonement by sending it into the desert as a scapegoat." How exactly was this done? Consider Leviticus chapter 16 and verse 21, which says, "He is to lay both hands on the head of the live goat and confess over it all the wickedness and rebellion of the Israelites, all their sins, and put them on the goat's head. He shall send the goat away into the desert in the care of a man appointed for the task." Therefore, here we have a type, a shadow, somewhat symbolically a picture of the substitutionary sacrificial atonement of, yes, Jesus Christ, the Anointed One, the Messiah. But most importantly, not just to cover, but instead to remove sin and guilt, done once and effectual for all who receive Christ by saving repentant faith. And His perfect atoning sacrifice on the cross on their behalf. To give His life as a ransom for many, Matthew chapter 20 and verse 28. The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, the Gospel of John chapter 1 and verse 29. God made Him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21. Who gave Himself for our sins to rescue us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father. Galatians chapter 1 and verse 4. So Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 28. He Himself bore our sins in His body on the tree so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By His wounds you have been healed. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 24. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world, 1 John chapter 2 and verse 2. Again, effectual to those who receive him by saving faith. This comparison, this stark contrast between the old covenant of sacrifices versus the reality of Jesus' words, quote, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you," end of quote. Luke chapter 22, verse 20, vividly portrays just how spectacularly the gospel, the good news, the glad tidings of Jesus Christ crucified is to all who receive him as Savior and Lord.
Jesus suffered and died on the cross in place of us so that we can be forgiven. The Bible teaches that we must first believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. We are also shown in the Bible that believers repented of sin, confessed Jesus as Savior, and were baptized by immersion in water. Please consider your relationship with Jesus, and please write to us with your questions. You may have a free CD of this and next week's program by asking for broadcast number 2327. That's 2327. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. Let me repeat that. Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wol1radio@gmail.com. That's wol1radio@gmail.com. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs inviting you to tune in again next week for another program from Words of Life. Sing.